we did issue the press release asking for the federal government of Nigeria and the NBC to reverse such ban, that it runs contrary to Article 7 of the African Charter on Human and People's Rights and Section 22 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria 1999 and other enabling sections of our Constitution. And we quickly asked them, because it negates on citizens' rights to uphold, impart, and receive information, and it impedes their rights and gags the right of the Nigerian press to actually hold the government to accountability. We did issue the press statement, and in confirmation of our letter, we did file a case on this aspect, in respect of the ban by the federal government on Twitter, asking for the court for some release today.
What specifically is your organization seeking from the court to do?
First of all, it is our view as an organization that the ban by the Nigerian government on Twitter is actually not done in good faith. The ban is unconstitutional, it is illegal, and it is something, when challenged in court, we feel it will not survive the test of legality. And we are consequently seeking from the court an interpretation of the African Charter, whether the Nigerian government can actually shut down the microbody blogging site, can actually ban it from Nigerian airspace, taking into cognizance the directive by the Minister for Justice in Nigeria, the AGF, who has actually criminalized.
Some people are suggesting that the Nigerian government was right to take the decision because it has the constitutional mandate to protect life and property, and that the Twitter Nigeria is being used to undermine the country's peace and stability, and that is why the government had to act. What say you?
In our own view, I don't think that appears to be the position. The economic benefit and the advantages of Twitter.com outweighs any negative opinion that anybody has. Twitter is a microblogging site, and Nigerians earn as much as 200 million every day. Twitter also has a policy whereby they ensure transparency, and they ensure that tweets that are anti-people, tweets that are capable of undermining security, they have a checkmate where such tweets are being removed from their line.
What would be your next line of action if the court's ruling favor you, yet the Nigerian government does not adhere to the court's ruling? Because some people argue that this is an internal problem.
Yeah, we if not for the judicial strike, we would have also approached the Federal High Court. We are taking it from two ends. The ECOWAS court has a persuasive authority, and Nigeria is a member, and they have signed they are a party to the ECOWAS treaty. We believe in good faith and in good conscience. Nigeria being a responsible country, if the judgment comes in our favor, they will respect it.